Soku isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ulambulela kustudio 7, ngesonto mhlaka 1 kuNkwenkwezi 2022, uNkipsi Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, izisebenzi zikhala ngeholo eliphansi ngesikhathi zinanza usuku lwazo olwe International Workers' Day.
Ibond notileka isasebenzi ababalisi behluleka ukuthenga izinto abazifunayo behluleka njalo ukubhadala imali zokuthi abantu ababo bahambe esikolo.
Bathi laba indawo abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa ngokuthiwa kumele bephume bephele kulelo lizwe kungakafiki ukuphelani kwenyanga.
Lokhu okukhulunywa ngabe Operation Dudula angeke kwenzakale.
Intatheli zindaba uHopewell Chinono uthi ilunga lezanupf ebelifuna ukuthatha imbuzi zakhe lihlehlele emuva namhla.
They came and I'm told that a lot of people around the villages have gone to my homestead to defend by goats.
Kodwa befuna ukuthatha imbuzi lezi uthi bawufezile umsebenzi wabo lo bengazithathanga imbuzi zikashinono.
Yes, at least our first stage.
Zalethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha lezokholo lwesikristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ndizozizwa kulo msakazo. Izisebenzi namhla zinanze usuku lwazo olwe-Workers Day zikhonona ngeholo eliphansi zisithi sokumele zihole idola leMelika hatshi eleZimbabwe eselingasathengi lutho ngenxa yokugukudeka. Zethule lokhu kumbuthano wokunanza usuku lolu eHarare lapho eziveze khona ukuba zifuna ukukhetha zikhululekile umuntu ozathuthukisa umnotho welizwe ngomnyaka ozayo. UMnumzana Japhet Moyo unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions uthi izisebenzi zithwele nzima kule Zimbabwe.
Sibone abanye abalimeleyo, sabone abanye belahlekelwa zimpilo zabo besemsebenzini. Sibone abanye njalo abasebenza benganakwa bengalalungelo endaweni eziningi ezishiyeneyo. Kodwa ke lilanga eliqhakathekileyo lapho sikhangelane lendubo zemali, sikhangelane lendubo geze safety lapho abasebenzela khona. Kuningi ke okushotayo kuzisebenzi.
Usikhuthaza mfundo Paul Mavima isiphathamandla sikahulumende obona ngensolo zikaZulu lezisebenzi ukuthi kumele abantu bebambisane ukuze ilizwe lithuthuke ngemfanelo.
It is only when we accept collective responsibility that we can move our country forward. Often we spend a lot of time fighting.
Izisebenzi zithi zithule nzima eZimbabwe. UMnumzana Love Joyce Banda okunhlanganiso yeProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe uthi usuku lolu luqakathekile loba bethwele nzima.
Xa sesikhangele kwelakithi leZimbabwe, leli langa sokulilanga nje lapho ukuthokoza ukwenziwa khona kubonakala emaphephandabeni kahulumende kuphela. Lapho uhulumende athatha isikhathi sokubana athembise izisebenzi okungasoze kwenzakala. Xa sesikhangele okwenzakalayo leli langa sokulilanga lokukhala lapho izisebenzi ezikhunjuzwa khona ngobunzima ezihlangana labo insuku zonke. Sithanda ukukhuthaza uhulumende ukubana kakhangelisise alungisise ukukhala kwezisebenzi. Izisebenzi kazihole imali eyeneleyo. Siyakhuthaza njalo uhulumende ukubana kabhadale izisebenzi imali akade beyihola bengakaqalisi ukuphiwa i-bond note. Sitsho njalo ukubana i-bond note leyi kayisasebenzi. Ababalisi behluleka ukuthenga izinto abazifunayo, behluleka njalo ukubhadala imali zokuthi abantu ababo bahambe esikolo.
Lokhu kusekelwa uMnumzana Efidlela Ncube ohlala kobulawayo.
Isimo sezisebenzi sibi kakhulu ukuthi kwenza kube nzima ukuthi ulolu suku lube luqhakatheke ebantwini beZimbabwe. Nxa izisebenzi kungamangakaze kahle kuzo kusho khona ukuthi akumanga kahle ebantwini beZimbabwe bonke. Ngakho ke kuyadinge ukuthi uhulumende akulungise khona lokho, alungise amahola, alungise imisebenzi. Abantu abasebenzayo sebebalutshwane kakhulu, kakhulu kakhulu okwenza ukuthi vele ilizwe lehlule ukuphila. Ngoba izisebenzi nxa zizilutshwane abantu abaningi bengasebenzi, ilizwe kaliphili, ilizwe izisebenzi. Kanti ke futhi uhulumende kaziphathi ngendlela efaneleyo izisebenzi. Siyabona ama-trade union leaders bayatshaywa, bayavalelwa ezitokisini. Uhulumende kakhulumisani kahle lalabo abangasebenziyo, lalabo abasebenzayo ukuthi baphathwe ngendlela efaneleyo. Akudalwe imisebenzi, abasebenza bahola imali efaneleyo, bavikeleke futhi basebenza emsebenzini ngendlela evikelekileyo ehlonipha amalungelo abo, hayi lokho okwenzakalayo manje.
Izisebenzi zithi idola leZimbabwe seliphele amandla, ngakho-ke sokumele zihole elemelika. Kodwa uhulumende uthi angeke akwenze lokhu ngoba ilizwe kumele libe le mali yalo. Abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa bathi ubathwalise amagabha avuzayo umkhankaso we-Operation Dudula oqhutshwa ngumnumzana Nhlanhla Lux Dlamini labanye bakhe. Abaqhuba umkhankaso lo bathi kumele bonke abaselizweni leli okungekho emthethweni bephume bephele kule South Africa kungakafiki ekupheleni kwenyanga. Umnumzana Ngqabuto Mabhena okhokhela inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa uthi ngabayindawo abadabuka eZimbabwe abasebenza kulelo lizwe.
Lokhu okukhulunywa ngabe Operation Dudula angeke kwenzakale ukuthi izalwane zaseZimbabwe ezilapha eSouth Africa zibuyele emuva eZimbabwe ngoba umnotho wakithi ufile. Sikhuluma ngabantu abalokhu bebuya imihla yamalanga besuka eZimbabwe besiza eSouth Africa bezodinga umsebenzi. Yikho angeke uthi nxa kulokhu suka abantu besiza eSouth Africa bese uthi abantu asebehleli iminyaka elitshumi babuyele emuva, akusoze kwenzakala. Into eqakathekileyo njalo eyiyo mele yenziwe yikuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe kumele ayakhe umnotho weZimbabwe. Kodwa ke kuyacaca kuwo wonke umuntu lesiphofu yakubona loba singaboni kodwa siyakubona lesiphofu ukuthi uhulumeni weZimbabwe usehlekile ukwakha amathuba omsebenzi, usehlekile ukuvusa umnotho. Yikho ke izalwane zaseZimbabwe lokhu zisiza eSouth Africa zizodinga umsebenzi. Yikho ke thina siphakamisa ukuthi kumele kube lomhlangano omkhulu owesadak okhuluma ngodaba lwe immigration, ukuthi immigration kuyini ekwenzayo impact yangkhona kwele South Africa lamanye amazwe ongomakhelwane osokwenze kwenza ukuthi kube le Operation Dudula.
Unkosazana Victor Makdudu okhokhela inhlanganiso yezimi imbokodo uthi umkhankaso lo uveza ukuba abakuza abasafunakali kwele South Africa.
Sikhathazekile kakhulu sizizalwane zeZimbabwe ezilapha eMzantsi Afrika ngenxa kaDudula lowa okhona kulezi nsuku. Eqinisweni i-Operation Dudula besingacabanga ukuthi izohamba ihambe izifike namhlanje. Besicabanga ukuthi into nje abazayithi yanga-yanga ibehlule bese behlala phansi. Kodwa ngokubonakala kwezinto kungathi hayi abantu laba baphokephele phambili ngayo i-Operation Dudula. Namhlanje sizile ukuthi baseBenoni sebehambe amalokishana ambalwanyana, sike babonile kubo Hillbrow, sababona kubo Alexander. Into ebuhlungu Operation Dudula yikuthi sidudulwa emsebenzini. Sidudulwa emsebenzini kunjalo ma usungasasebenzi uzohlala ngapi? Lapho hlala khona ubhadale ngani intela yokuhlala lapho hlala khona? Ukudla okuthenge ngani? Abantwana ubafundise ngani, baphiliswe ngani? Lekhaya lapha obesithumela khona uzathumela kanjani ungasasebenzi?
Uphinde wathi
injongo yokuqala esilethe lapha sizizalwane ezeZimbabwe kakhulu sizosebenza lapha eMzantsi Afrika ngumsebenzi ukuthi sithole imali. Kodwa nxa sesidudulwa emsebenzini ayisekho enye indlela esingakwazi ukuthi siphile ngayo uma singasasebenzi. Ngokubona kwami u-Operation Dudula uhlukile kakhulu kune-xenophobia. Ngoba ku-xenophobia besitshalwa sivuke siye emsebenzini sikwazi ukuthi sikhokhe intela sithenge ukudla.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Bongani Dube osebenza kule South Africa.
Singabulalana. Ungathola ukuthi uyisihlobo sami nomunye isihlobo sakhe siseBotswana. So into engiyishoyo mina ikuthi khona khona yonke le into esigxekana ngayo ayikho kithi, ipha phezulu kumakhulumende aphetheyo, ugovernment asiphetheyo, konke ubheka la ngale ama-government aya ayacatshisana afuna ukuthi kukhulunywe iqiniso wena ungabona umntana nami ezomosha kumbe mhlawumbe umntana nami sehlala sekuwe kufanele ubize mina umakhelwane kanti umntwana waba lapha ukuhamba kanjani umntana angeke avakatshe eze ezolala egcine seqedi 1 week so igovernment yonke le okufanele ukuthi ikubheke yonke le into yonke zonke zenezizinto zokuthi abantu bayeza ngongekho emthethweni konke igovernment iwenzela ukuthi khona khona izinto zikambe right thina singabantu mase sizithathela umthetho sesubeka ezandleni zethu wana sikufundelanga sesenza ngeyethu indlela gcina sokulegazi lelelichithekileyo lomfo wethu endi abantu begcine futhi sebekubeka kabi ukuthi ingathi yena bakhalela umuntu oyi-1 kithi kufe 7 uyabona kube sokusiba ngamazwi angena kabuhlungu kodwa umakhelwane ngumakhelwane phela
kudube uthi
akwaziwa ukuthi elakusasa linjani uzovuka ungale komakhelwane bebe sebeyakhuluma kabi ngawe kanti ke kade kufanele kulungiswe inkinga mina engishoyo ayiqo kubo hulumende bonaba esilabo yibo abayinkinga abakhulu even nana la ama-Nigeria ungasola mawusuyalandelela mhlawumbe umsebenzi wabo ngokudayisa ungauyalandelela kahle kahle uthole ukuthi into zonke lezi abazidayisayo ezama-minister and ma ungathi uyabheka bonaba abantu ma kuza ungabona bengasekho ubuthi uyabheka uzabona imoto yamapholisi sikhona ngubani okuchazileyo ukuthi nanke amapholisa
unkosazana Nqobile Nyathi laye ohlala kwele South Africa uthi usekhathele ngokwenziwa ngabaqhuba umkhankaso we-Operation Dudula.
I-situation isisiba tense manje. Mina into engayitsho yukuthi asibuyeleni ekhaya and fix our house back home.
Sizalwane sakwele South Africa umnumzana Teboho Sikhondo uthi kumele abantu bokuza balandele umthetho xa befuna ukuhlala ngokuthula kwele South Africa.
Abantu abenze lokhu okufanele bakwenze. Abeze ngapha ngokomthetho bafike it's not a matter of ukuthi asifuna abantu bangaphandle it's a matter of ukuthi umuntu akeze ngoba kufanele vele eze and yes singabomakhelwane kodwa asikhuzanini bafike ukusebenza ngabuya ngizosebenza niphethe amapaper right akusina nkinga naleyo
kulezi zalwane zakwele Zimbabwe eziningi ezidlala kwele South Africa zingalamaphepha aqondileyo Intatha lezindaba ezimeleyo uHopewell Nono uthi uTaurai Gandishaya okubanja leZANU-PF ofuna ukuthatha imbuzi zakhe okungekho emthethweni kenelisanga namhla ukwenza lokhu emzini wabokhoko bakhe eMrewa. UChinono uthi uGandishaya ubethembise ukuhamba labanye bakhe ayithatha imbuzi zohlobo lweBoa azithenga kwele South Africa. UGandishaya uthi imbuzi lezi ziphansi kohlelo lukahulumende. UChinono uyakuphikisa lokhu esithi uGandishaya labanye bakhe bazondiswa ngokuthi wayithula okunye akungafunwa yiZANU-PF emhlanganweni weWorld Summit on Human Rights eGeneva lapho atshela khona umhlaba wonke jikelele ukuba ilizwe leZimbabwe libhidlizwa yibukhohlakali obesekabekayo obukhuthazwa libandla elibusayo. UChinono uthi abantu bevimbe ngci namhlanje khona ngale ke eMrewa lapho ke uGandishaya afuna ukuthatha imbuzi zakhe.
Today came and I'm told that a lot of people around the villages have gone to my homestead to defend my goats and my property from the illegal action that has been threatened to be carried.
Abantu abaningi bahambe emzini wakithi lapho bavimbe ukuba uGandishaya engathathi imbuzi zami.
The whole of last week I was getting threats from ZANU-PF executive member for the Youth League, Taurai Gandishaya, saying that they were going to expropriate my goats, and they were lying that I received the goats from the government.
UTaurai Gandishaya uqhubekele phambili engethusela iviki yonke ngeviki ephelileyo esithi uzathatha imbuzi zami bebeqamba amanga besithi ngazithatha uhulumende.
What triggered them to do this was the speech that I made in Geneva, in Switzerland, a couple of weeks ago, where I correctly pointed out the problems that were faced in the health delivery system in Zimbabwe, that there is no single cancer machine.
Wabakapula yuguti, ngetula umbigo, emhlanganweni, World Summit on Human Rights, ngesithi,
akula mithina yokwelapha isifo semvukuzane eZimbabwe ezibhedlela lokunye okuhlupha uZulu.
So when I mentioned those things in Geneva, the ZANU-PF government was upset and they have been abusing me.
Ukandishaya uthi bakwenzile akade befisa ukuthi bekuvezele uZulu namuhla.
No, we have achieved our first stage according to plans. Our first stage was to expose the double standards.
The network put today in one very sympathetic to the opposition, where they go around telling people that Zimbabwe is not a conducive environment for business, where they tell people that I am a son of Zimbabwe, usiri pro ZANU-PF, you are targeted, unacha unongo chita. They furira my youth kuti go on the streets and demonstrate for jobs. Vasingaudze my youth kuti must utilize land and come up with the project.
Sikuvezile kade kumele sikwenze ekade sivele silenhlonzo yokuthi sikubikele uZulu. Okunye okwangikhona ukuthi abantu abanjengo Chinono nabantu baqamba manga abatshela abantu ukuthi eZimbabwe akwenzakali ukuthi umuntu abe le business.
So other Triple C members are actually calling me to say, you know, we never knew kuti hopo chingono nemamwe mashefu edu vandorine mapurazi vandorine mabhizinesi vandorana maprojects isu vachingotifurira kuti no itai mastrike nemasiya wee kuti mupiwe mabasa. So first stage we have achieved.
Sipinde sakuxoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana uStalo Siziba olilunga le-Citizens Coalition for Change obuthanise abantu balindela uTaulai Kandishaya emzini wakoChinono.
Njengezukulwane zeZimbabwe sibuye lapha ke emzini kaHopewell elimaziyo oyijournalist obethi abantu bezanu bebesithi bona bafuna ukubuya bezothatha imbuzi zakhe azithengayo ngemali yakhe ngentengo ephakemeyo. Izinto ziyahlupha elizweni, thina sibuya lapha ngenxa yokuthi part of our civic duty yikuma together njengabantu abamnyama kodwa njengabantu abahlukunyezwayo, ukubana ngeza ke savumela ukubana kube lo muntu ohlukunyezwayo ethathela izinto zakhe. Sababona beyenza eplazini kaSipho Malunga sisuka lapha siyakhona.
Abantu bamelele ukubona ukuthi uTaulai Kandishaba uzazithatha kumbe hatshi imbuzi zikaChinono. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizosiphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sikesilangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Amalunga edalele US House of Representatives akhokhela unkosikazi Nancy Pelosi akwele Ukraine lapho tshele khona umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky ukuba elemini kalimi laye empini le iyaqalwa ngele Russia eselihlasela elizweni lonke lijonge ukuhluthula ilizwe leli. UKenel Mamandi Dombouya wakhengula uhulumende ka-Alpha Conde nyakenye kwele Guinea ukuthi kuzathatha phose inyanga ezingamajumi amane 39 months ukuze kube lokhetho lukazulu. Sokuyisikhathi sezamasiko.
Senganamasiko senziwe manje elo baba mkhulu babe lobola.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lokumpila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla siqoka lomnumzana Mbuzo Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko ngembiza kababa. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Ngwenya. Akusitshele ngamafitshane ukuthi imizi kababa kuyini.
Wakudube imizi uyibone yakhiwe abanomzana laba babe nemfihlakalo zabo zokuyiqinisa nendlela zonke ongazicabanga kusukela othangweni lwemuzi kuye esibayeni kuye ngaphakathi kuze kuyefika ngisho ezindlini zabo. Lapha ngikhulumisa iNdebele ngicabanga ukuthi asidingi ukuthi ngize ngitolike uma ngithi mina ukuqinisa kwabo imizi kwakubuye futhi babe buye bakwenze nasezindlini zabo. Wawumangala ukuthi awu omama abangaka bonke nje babukeka bejabule bengelansolo ngempela yini le imfihlakalo ephethwe yilensizwa endala. Eqinisweni babeqinisa imizi njalo futhi babezazi izinto babeyazi nemithi yakho.
Yes, awuza kakhulu ubaba Ngwenya kodwa kusebenza yini konoko?
Ungamangala wena nxa ungabubuke abantu abazala esithenjini. Uthi uyakhangela uthola ukuthi indlu ngayinye ngayinye ilomntwana owazalwa kanye kanye nomunye owazalwa kwenyindlu uthola ukuthi labo bantu nxa bezazalwa bazalwa ngenyanga eyodwa zonke izindlu mhlawumbe kwakuwumuntu owayenamakhosikazi angu-7 okanye 5 uthola ukuthi bonke bazalwe ngenyanga eyi-1 ubusuzibuza ukuthi ngempela mfihlakalo bani eyiphethe ilezi nsizo ezindala ye zaziqina ngempela labo mama babeyazi le nto babetshelwa ukuthi hayi bokuthi noma uphakela ubaba phela laphana kube khona okufakayo laphana epletini lakhe wawubona nje kwesinye isikhathi uthole ukuthi noma ephakele yona inkosi mala ngiyabi inayo into eyiphetheyo laphana izoyi sombulula laphana ithele noma kusambutshana kokunye kwakuthelwa lasebelokhuzana lasemakhewini lapha omfumfu laba omphaphama laba impuphu yakhona ziningi nje ombandatshatsha laba besetshenziswa la uzitshela ukuthi hhayi insizwe endala mhlawumbe izama ukuthi mhlawumbe iklini umzimba nakho futhi ukuklini umzimba lokhu kwakwenziwa kwesinye isikhathi kubanje zona iylokhuzana izichatho lezi indoda iqine ngempela ithi saka yileyo mfihlo-ke eyisenza ukuthi la madoda ahlale ngaso sonke isikhathi enamandla kakhulu futhi engabi lezi nsolo eziba khona kubomama laphana.
Xiba ngamafitshane ingxoxo yethu.
Angiboni-ke ukuthi intsha yanamhlanje isakwazi konke lokho isithembele emithini yabodokotela nokuyinto ngempela esiyichithile imizi eminingi ukube kade kungenzeka sidle ngaludala ngempela sikwazi ukuyithola imfihlakalo leyani ukuthi kanti lezi insizwa lezi zaziqina kuphi zaziqina ngasiphi isihlahla laphayana ukuze ngempela singabi nazo izinkinga lapho othola khona sokuhamba kusiba lokuchitheka kwemizi umama esephumile wayangena laphana kungabe kusaba mnandi kudala le ngxabano ebantwini bakhelene.
Sima lapha namhla kwezamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke besixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko. Asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo.
Senganamasiko senziwe manje ngelo baba mkhulu babelobola usenzi.
Sinesizwe ezokholo lesiKristu silontukamele Nkomo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngwentungameli Nkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Usiphatheleni mfundisi.
Sibingelelani njalo nje njengo ngihlala yenza nxa sihlangana kumele sibingelelane phela kanti angithi yikho ukukhuluma ukuletha ukuzwanana ebantwini ukubingelelana kanti njalo nje lisiko elihle lona lokuthi abantu babingelelane njengoba bengabantu nje badalwa ngumfanekiso kaNkulunkulu kuhle ukuthi abantu babingelelane. Namhlanje ke sizaqhubeka ngendaba yokuthula esike sayikhuluma ngesikhathi esedlule sisonke kodwa namhlanje ke ngithanda ukuthi ngithi mina emazweni wonke kuswelakala ukuthula. Thina ngapha kwelakithi kulezi nsuku indaba esemlonyeni yiloko kwenzakala kuzizalwane zakithi ezibhace elizweni elinjenge-South Africa. Sibona sizwa okuningi ngokubana le nkulumo esizikhulumayo esizizwayo zikhulunywa laloko kuthiwa amavidiyo lama-audio kawatshengiseli ukuthi eqinisweni kulokuthula. Sengitsho bonabo abakhulumayo lakumavidiyo benza konke abakwenzayo bakwenza ngobana kabala kuthula. Ngakho imindeni eminingi ya yakithi ihlalele evalweni kayikwazi ukuthi ibambe ngapi thini baqonde ngapi ngodubo lolo esilubonayo olwehlela izihlobo zethu lesibathandayo bethu ngikhuluma ngalokuthi ngoperation to do la eSouth Africa okuchaya inhliziyo zabantu abaningi kuyaxokozela kwenzakala izigameko ungazakuziphuphe lenxa ulele ukuthi kambe kungenzakala izinto ezinje omunye umuntu esenza ulutho olunjalo komunye umuntu ukuthula kuqalisa ngenhliziyo yomuntu sengitho lakhona apha kwelakithi ilizwe kuningi okushaqisa umzimba esikubalayo sizothiwa abantu bayaganyula abantu benziwa lokhu lalokhu abantu bayahlukumezeka bathwele nzima kuphezu kwalokho abakuthweleyo kubuye kuvele obunye ubunzima uJesu uthi ke nxa kunjalo kufuneka ukuthula ukuthula kakuphongutholwa nje ingabe ngubani njalo ukuthula ayisilogama ongalikhupha ngomlomo kuphela uthi ukuthula ngilakho ukuthula kubonakala ngamazwi ukuthula kubonakala ngezenzo ukuthula kubonakala ngobuntu bomuntu kubonakala ingabe ngubani phela ukuthula kwenza isigaba isigodi ilizwe amazwe ahlale enamile nxa kungela kuthula kulanto ehamba kuhle lolaka luyanda ebantwini isikhalazo isicelo sami nesokuthi thina sonke sesiphumile emndenini yethu emphakathini kungakhathalekile ukuthi singobani singaphi kasidingeni ukuthula ngoba singazuza ukuthula sizabona ukuthi siyalala lobuthongo behle kwesinye isikhathi sehluleka ukulala ngenxa yosabe sicabanga ukuthi kambe kuzakwenzakalani lanxa sifuna ukukhuluma ulutho kwesinye isikhathi kasikhululekanga ngoba uzakuzwa emethi ukukhulumelani khona lokho asidingeni ukuthula kwaJesu ukuthula kuletha ingqubela phambili lezizwe zingaphumelela nxa zilokuthula ungabona ukubhidlizwa okwenziwa ilizwe laseUkraine uzabona ukuthi ukuthula kuyaswelakala ungabona ukubhidlika kwelizwe lona leli elakithi ngendlela ezishiyeneyo uzabona ukuthi ukuthula kuyaswelakala sikhulekeni baba thixo engcwele siyaphinda njalo sicela ukuthula emntwini ngamunye ngamunye lakule ilizwe lakithi leAfrika yonke amen
bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkanhla thiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo lilami untungamile inkomo
siyabonga kakhulu untungamile inkomo ungadinwa lakusasa kwenza abatsha sixoxa lomculi osakhulayo
Bonani balaleli igama lami ngulindiwe wakandlovu ekhaya ngibuya eBridge so emculweni bangibiza ngo Psalmist Lindiwe umculo wami ngoqale ngo 2019 album elilodwa and then last week qeda kurelease elinye isingle song ethi ngezisuku zonke engathanda ukuthi abalaleli bekwazi bangqase emculweni wami nokuthi ngikwazi ukuphumelela nami njengabanye abaculi ngikwazi ukuthi nami ngelinye lamalanga ngizibone sengikwinye i-level financially and comfortable so ukuthi mhlambe ngikwazi ukwenza ama videos into ezinjalo nje uthi ngikwazi ukuphusha umculo anginayo i-manager into ezinjalo so besicela ukuthi mhlawumbe musukukhona usizo engingalithola ngasizakala kanjani. Abafuna ukungilandela ngikhona ku Facebook bazongithola babhali bathi Lindiwe Gospel, ngikhona ku TikTok ngikhona futhi nakho Lindiwe Ndlovu 83, then ku WhatsApp ngikhona ku number yase South Africa u +27 66 426 3256.
Sinokuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Olivalelisayo ngoGibbs Dube.